2015 may not be a very exciting election year, but there's already plenty to talk about in 2016. Joining me to talk about Ohio's U.S. Senate race is WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Senator Rob Portman's seat is up for election in 2016, and some say he's already coming out swinging. He's talked about having $5.8 million in the bank now. What's that mean?
Well, actually, I mean, 2015 is when this campaign starts. So does the presidential campaign of 2016. What it means is that Rob Portman is a prodigious fundraiser. He can raise a whole lot of money, and he can come up with millions and millions more. It's as, you know, people have said, he's the man with the billion-dollar Rolodex. So, you know, he is not going to want for money in his reelection campaign in 2016, which is what he says he's going to do. You know, he said he wasn't going to run for the presidency, run for reelection instead. But he will have all the money he needs to run a campaign.
Now, why did his campaign feel the need to announce that he's got that kind of money and then list practically every significant Republican leader in the state having to endorse him? Who's he trying to impress?
Well, a couple different groups. I mean, first of all, the Democrats, the Democratic people who are thinking about running for United States Senate, you know, he was sending a signal to them, basically saying, hey, look, you know, I've already got nearly $6 million in the bank and you've got nothing. He was also sending a message to Republicans of the social conservative wing of the party who were very upset with him because he came out in favor of same-sex marriage. And they have vowed to run somebody against him in the primary in 2016, in the Republican primary. I don't think they don't have a candidate at this point. It would be very difficult to knock off an incumbent Republican senator, but it would at least make him have to spend some of that money.
Now, could he be beaten in a primary?
I doubt it, seriously. I mean, you know, there's just nobody who's big enough and can and raise that kind of money. You know, as I say, what he wants to do is try to avoid that primary so he doesn't have to spend money on that and can focus on a general election campaign against a Democratic candidate.
And there will be a Democratic candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think it will be?
Well, there's a lot of names floating around out there, and nobody is actually committed yet. I expect somebody will soon. Former Governor Ted Strickland, Congressman Tim Ryan, former Congresswoman Betty Sutton, and P.G. Sittenfeld, the Cincinnati City Councilman, is seriously, very seriously considering this, and I expect to hear something from him pretty soon on this.
You expect he'll run?
Well, every indication is that he wants to. Whether or not he will or not, we're just going to have to wait and see. But, you know, surely he wants it.
What does he have going for him in this race?
Well, according to David Pepper, the new Ohio Democratic Party chairman, I mean, he talks about Sittenfeld's youth. He's 30 years old. He could appeal. He's sort of a new generation of Democratic candidates, which is what they're looking for. And he could appeal to younger voters who stayed home in 2014. They came out in 2012 in big numbers and voted for Barack Obama. But 2014, they stayed home. And we saw what happened. The Democrats were completely wiped out in the statewide elections.
You talk about his youth as being a good thing. Are there any drawbacks for P.G. Sittenfeld?
Well, maybe his youth is a drawback. I mean, you know, Portman is a now becoming, you know, kind of a leader in the Senate. You know, he can obviously raise a whole lot of money. PG is very good at raising money, but whether or not he can match Rob Portman is doubtful. He doesn't have to. He just has to raise enough to be competitive.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.